Some 2.5 months after calls for curbing corruption changed the Czech political landscape, the Interior Ministry unveiled its anti-corruption strategy. But the long-awaited plan has been coldly received both in and out of the coalition, and the NGO watchdog Transparency International has even quit the ministry's anti-corruption panel. Jan Richter has the story.
Strong anti-corruption rhetoric earned the Public Affairs Party over 10% of the vote in May's general election. 2.5 months later, party chair and interior minister Radek Jón presented a draft of the ministry's anti-corruption strategy, but it immediately came under fire from all sides. The Czech Republic last year dropped to 52nd place in the Transparency International Corruption Perception Index, indicating that the problem which has plagued the country for decades is not getting any better. To change that, Interior Minister Jón has come up with a set of measures that include submitting police officers and public officials to corruption tests, anti-corruption manuals and ethic codes for the police and the public, and also changing the law to allow the police to use wiretaps more extensively.
Policie byla předchozími poslanci učiněna zcela bezzubou. Nemohla odposlouchávat korupční.
The previous lower house made the police absolutely toothless. The police were unable to wiretap people involved in corrupt practices. And we all know that journalists disclose many corruption cases through wiretaps. We need to fix these mistakes and give the police those powers again. We also need the Institute of Active Repentance. When someone has given a bribe 4 times and has had enough, and they don't tell. But they would if they had that institute.
To neoznámí. Kdyby byla účinná lítost, tak to oznámí.
This is only the first stage of the planned anti-corruption strategy makeover, but it was quickly shut down by Prime Minister Petr Nečas. He said that the Interior Ministry has yet to come up with a credible anti-corruption strategy. The current plan needs to undergo significant changes before it gets to the government for approval, according to Mr. Nečas. The anti-corruption watchdog Transparency International also dismissed Mr. Jón's plan. Václav Láska is the head of the NGO's Czech branch.
I wouldn't consider this an anti-corruption strategy of any kind. It's a mixed bag of overblown ideas like those manuals or ethics codes that have no practical significance. It also focuses very much on repressive measures, some of them of a very controversial nature. What we expected, prevention measures, new bills and other things, none of that is in there.
Mr. Láska said that the draft failed to address a number of important points, such as better legal protection for whistleblowers and a plan to make public procurement more transparent. Transparency International also left the ministry's anti-corruption panel, saying Mr. Jón was using them for publicity, but didn't really take their advice into account. They said, however, that they would be open to consultations with the ministry, which aims to adopt a comprehensive anti-corruption strategy by 2012.
Jan Richter with that report. Weeks after other political parties